Hey guys, welcome back to What in the K-Pop. I'm Yvette.
And I'm Precious.
And we're back with May Comeback. Quick disclaimer, we have a new mic and a new system. So this episode will be rough, probably. Maybe not so rough, but we're going to work out the kinks as we go. And we just would like for y'all to bear with us. Thank you, please.
Yes.
But first, it is June. It is my birthday month. It is Gemini Cancer season, and somebody forgot it was June because it's such a Leo thing for her to do.
I'm sorry.
Such a Leo. I don't know why I deal with y'all. I have too many Leo friends. I really do have
but
too
she
many
like Leo us, friends. Though, so it's okay.
I must tolerate really highly. I was like, their personality outweighs their flaws, so I love them anyway.
I don't have that many flaws, so it's okay.
Oh.
I'll stop.
Anyway, skirt. Alright, so we're going to start with some K-pop news before we get started. First up, we have NCT with their NCT Dream with their 8 wins with Hot Sauce. Which is great. They really deserve that. I'm so proud of them.
Proud mom. I'm a proud mom.
Yeah. Like, because I believe promotions are like a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A week to 2 weeks and eight. And they probably went to maybe about 15 shows, music shows, music competitions. That's really good. So congratulations to NCT Dream for their 8 wins.
Get your wins.
Next is BTS's Butter has stayed at number 1 for the second week on Billboard's Hot 100. So congratulations to them too. Boop, 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 boop. Next we have B.I.'s Illa Illa, His Envy, in less than 24 hours got 5.2 million views, which is a lot because I don't even see most groups get that in a month. So congratulations to him. He's currently at 18 million within 7 days. Next, Han Sung-woo from Victim. He will be enlisting in the military in July. So we will have to say goodbye to him soon, too, as well. But he is coming out with an album called Fade in June, later this month.
Oh, man.
So I'm super
excited. First we're sacrificing, now we're fading?
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised he's had a second album this quick. Because Sacrifice came out September, October-ish, and then now he's already coming out with Fade, and I was like, if you got the music, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool, but I couldn't do it. I'm not talented like these people are. I'm not as talented, but the work that just goes into that. All right, let's get started with May Comeback to introduce our first song.
Well, we have... Okay.
I want to see if you do.
Funny thing.
My man, Justice.
I did the best I could, I feel. Here's my thing. I've never had a GOT7 bio checker, like, ever. Uh-huh. So I think I finally got one.
Okay.
And it's JB. Mm-hmm. It's JB. Mm-hmm. First off, like, I'm sorry, and I feel like I need to say it just to get it out of the way, because I wouldn't be Precious if I didn't say things like this.
What'd you say?
I felt very pregnant listening to this entire song. I felt like, I was like, what? I was like, God bless JB. Sir, it was such a good song. It's a good shower song for me to listen to. But it's like, he said what he said, and it was really good. And it was very, like, a good, slow, and sensual, just, like, R&B. And it was just so smooth. Like, he did that, chef's kisses. And, like, this is, like, definitely, like, his sound, and I loved it so much. And honestly, like, I've been listening to GOT7 for a while, but like, I never really, like, oh yeah, yeah, like, that's JB, he's a very good singer, very talented, knows how to write, okay, cool. But now I'm like, damn, that's JB.
When the chains have fallen off you, when the shackles have fallen off you,
yeah,
the JYP shackles have fallen off you, this is what he's capable of.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm really looking forward to, like, more bops like this. I'm so happy he's with Higher. He's with Jay Park. Like, I'm very happy. And, like, this man really said, unbutton your shirt, let me pour it up. I was like, wait, what? And I was like, whoo! I was like, you want a what? I was like, he said what? What did he say?
That wasn't even the worst one.
No.
That was not even the worst lyric, okay?
Yeah,
this is an adult song.
This is called Switch It Up. Like, I felt very, like, I felt very domesticated for some reason.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, for me, for me personally, with Switch It Up featuring Soko Domo, I said, y'all, can I say that Christmas came early this year? Because it came early. Like, this song was everything and more that I hope for. Like, this man, like, I get, like, emotional because I'm like, I knew this was the potential I was seeing when he was in GOT. Well, I mean, he's still with GOT7. When he was under JYP.
There we go.
I was like, I knew this man was capable of this amazingness. Like, mm-hmm. I've always liked his music on SoundCloud because he would always, you know, put the music that he produced himself on there, even though he couldn't really, you know, get it out there and distribute it. I was just really curious to see what he was going to do as a debut song. You know, he joined Higher One, like, in May 11th, I believe. And then he's like, surprise, I have a song coming out in 3 days. And I was like, what?
You just got here.
I was like, yeah, you just got here. And then it's like, 3 days later, it's like, bam, song. And he already said that he has 2 or 3 albums already set. Like, already, like, done. Like, he has songs out the wazoo. And I'm, like, scared. Because I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm just, like, scared. I'm like, this is too much, but give me more. But this is too much. Yeah. You know? It's kind of like that.
Like, I bet, like, JYP is totally kicking himself right now.
Oh, I hope he's kicking himself.
Kick yourself.
Oh, my gosh. But, I really do.
I just think it's funny because I always, in our group chat, I'm like, oh, my God, guys. Like, Alexa, like, when something sexy happens, Alexa, play Mm-hmm by Kai. It is no longer.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's gone.
Mm-mm. It's
Alexa,
gone.
Alexa, play Switch It Up by JB.
We have evolved.
Yes. A new king has came. Switch It Up is a very intimate and passionate song. Like I said, exceeded my expectations. You know, obviously the song is about sex, but it's more in, like, being completely infatuated and consumed by someone in the moment. Ooh. And if you look at the lyrics, definitely a song for adults, let's be honest, but I love this style of music from JB, and sadly there isn't an MV for this, but there's a live performance which brings it justice. And I was just like, you know what, it would be too much if there was an MV. Think of what that MV would be.
I'll DM Jay Park and I will give him a dollar amount. We'll see what we can do. We can do like a Patreon. We can do a GoFundMe for JB.
That MV would be wild. I don't even think they could do it.
Girl, I'll make sure you get the lead role, girl. I'll make sure you get the lead role.
No, I can't.
Okay, I'll get the lead role and then you can live vicariously through me.
Okay. Whatever. But without further ado, let's hear what, we have a clip. Let's just see what this clip sounds like. Let's get it going. Doesn't that sound good?
I feel very, like, is that weird to say? Like, I feel like I'm jinxing myself. No, I don't have a love life, but I feel very pregnant listening to this song. That's it. I said what I said.
I feel like we're married with 5 kids.
Like, we're married with 5 kids. Like, how do you like your eggs and your coffee in the morning? It's that kind of song.
Like, I want to know. No, what I want to know is who the hell's got him singing this song? Who? I just want to talk. I just want to find out.
Whoever they are, they must have put it on him, man.
No, they put it on.
I'm just like, because, like, it was funny because when I do, like, the K-pop comebacks, like, I literally, like, do it at work. Mm-hmm. And I was reading the lyrics and I was like, isn't this a little, hold on.
Nah, when I just heard the English in the song, I knew. I was like, nope, this is GOT7 who? This is JB time. Like, this is JB. Like, Boop was putting it down, and honestly, I can't wait to see who he collabs with. Because you already know he's going to collab with Jay Park, because Jay Park's like king of collabs. But I really want to see him, if I could think of, I want him and Woods to collab. I think that would be dangerous. The sexiness of that collab out of this world.
Oh my god.
I want him and Woods to collab.
So you're a Zaddy and your other Zaddy?
Yeah.
Wow.
With the other Zaddy. Jay Park.
With the other Zaddy? You got all the Zaddies.
JB. And then the Woods. The world would explode.
Oh my god.
What person would you want him to collab with?
Right now, dead ass, I'm a sucker for Ash Island right now.
I knew you were going to pick him.
Dude, if it was JB and then like JB with those vocals and Ash Island with that flow, I would go to, I'm throwing panties on stage. Like, I'm not even that kind of girl, but like, I'll turn into that kind of girl for just that concert.
Are you throwing Walmart panties?
No.
Are you throwing Victoria's Secret panties?
Oh, yeah, no. I specifically went to Victoria's Secret, wasted my money, sprayed them with, like, a really nice scent, attached my phone number to it, and threw it.
These are my social media handles, my number.
Here's my Instagram, like, everything.
My life, my bank account.
Like, here's my card.
Yes, overall, great song. And honestly, just seeing this side of him that... obviously, it's always there. It's dangerous. Like, you know, I bought magazine covers with his face on it. And with his, you know, whole interview and everything. Things have gotten worse. And I'm scared. But I'm going to keep myself under control. It's okay. It's all right. All right. Let's go on to the next artist. Next artist we have is Yuki from G-Idle.
She's so cute.
I love her. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. And she's a really good
Ironically
vocalist.
Enough, funny thing. I was actually thinking of her when I named my cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's a double idol name.
Yeah, it's a double idol name because I was thinking of her and Yoongi at the same time. Mm-hmm. But mostly her because I was like, she's adorable and cute.
She's just so pretty. But she came out with two songs. And the first song is Bonnie and Clyde. Yuki really surprised me with the song because I didn't even know that they were going to have solo songs. Because, you know, a lot of groups have been having members do solo songs, which is great. And I love the idea, fully support it. But I don't really fully stan G-Idle yet, but they're just so talented. And I'm so surprised that they even got to have solos. So I just, you know, I just clicked on it and I was like, you know what? It's not going to hurt anything. It's whatever. The start was a bit slow for me, but the chorus of the song is really a banger. It definitely reminds you of, like, an 80s pop song. The song is fully English, by the way. And you could probably tell from the title of the song, Bonnie and Clyde, that it's about a couple that's perfect. And they're, like, the balance of yin and yang, making them the perfect match where they don't need frivolous things like money, drugs, alcohol. All they need is each other. Like, they're, like... each, like, the other person's their own personal high kind of thing. My favorite lyric in the song is, we don't need money to feel good because you're the ride or die for the rest of my life.
Aww.
It's so cute, but it's, like, that dangerous, like, fast-paced life kind of thing, like, Bonnie and Clyde, you know?
Oh, my God. That's
it's really
so
good.
Cute.
It's a really good song.
That sounds like a
I
less...
I don't have a clip, but yeah, it's
that sounds
really
like a less violent version of Him and I by G-Eazy and Halsey. Like, less violent.
Yeah.
Less violent.
Yeah. Definitely. Next song by Yuki is Giant. This is another fully English song. Now, this song reminds me of a classic Kelly Clarkson song. It feels really nostalgic. I really like this song out of the two the best. Giant is about going through life, ignoring the voices of doubt, and standing up tall and proud in who you are. I really love Yuki's vocals in this song. She has that like mid-range to mid-low-range voice, and I really love that. But I do have a clip for y'all. So, let's play it. You got me against the wall. No more mistakes like I made before. Cause I know how to win this time. I will rise up like a giant. Hold my hands a little higher. So don't you dumb me when I'm fighting my lonely nights. Yes. Really good song.
I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Right? I was like, Kelly Clarkson who?
Okay, like, Miss Yuki. Okay, girl.
She's really good. And I hope all the members get to come out with their own solos and stuff like that. Because I feel like, especially with girl groups, everyone's seen as one. And even sometimes I accidentally do that and I don't see them as an individual. Mm. So it's really great to see like and have solos like this. That where you could just personally get to know that member of the group. But good job, Yuki.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. It's on my playlist. definitely an anthem.
I will look into this.
Yes.
Yes. Next up, we have NCT Dream. Ooh. I'm such a proud mom.
Let's get started.
I'm a proud mom. Obviously, we should probably just talk about it really quickly because it's the song that everyone's bopping to.
Yes.
Hot sauce. Hot sauce is... Mm-hmm. Okay, so I really loved Hot Sauce off of this album. Like, I definitely really loved it. It was very just like... It was like weird, but yet like classic NCT, like the element of like that EDM style that NCT always has mm-hmm. in their songs with like a little bit of like a Spanishy kind of like vibe. Like, I yes. felt it. Mm-hmm. I felt it, and I was like,
that Spanish EDM vibe.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I was like, this is really weird. I wasn't sure about it at first.
No, I was so thrown off. I was like, what the hell? I was like, hot sauce.
But now it's on my playlist.
Yeah, I need to learn the lyrics, but it's a bop. I like it. Like, honestly, for me, Hot Sauce is probably one of NCT Dream's best songs, in my opinion.
Next to Chewing Gum.
No, that's my least favorite song.
I love Chewing Gum.
Chewing Gum is my least favorite song. Putting that on the record right here, right now. There's really no, you know, story behind this song besides being a spicy version of yourself, basically.
I was literally reading the lyrics, and literally, like, that song
it's really
was,
weird.
It's literally saying, I'm a snack, is what's happening
pretty
here.
Much. I'm a spicy snack.
I'll play this when I walk into work.
Okay. I really like this song because, you know, it feels like not only this song, but the album is like a transformation for NCT Dream mm-hmm. To become more of a mature group and, you know, come into their own style. But like I said earlier, congratulations to their 8 wins with this song alone. They deserve it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
All right, next song by NCT Dream, Dive Into You. Oh, I really like this song. This song is so cute.
I actually really enjoyed the album. I'm probably going to buy it. It's really good.
I didn't like every song. I just only liked Dive Into You and Hot Sauce, but I'm playing them, like, on repeat for sure. For Dive Into You, on the first listen, the teaser, because you remember they had the videos, like yeah. the short little videos with each song. Mm-hmm. Once I watched that video, I was like, I'm going to like this song. This song is really sweet. Dive Into You is like the perfect road trip / driving kind of song. It's very chill, but it's fun to listen to. I couldn't get a story from the lyrics very much, but honestly, I don't think it needs one because it's more of a feeling kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But is it me or am I obsessed with Runjin's vocals? Like, his vocals really stand out in this song. And they're just so beautiful. And they're kind of, they're not like, obviously they're not like, you know, top notch. But they have such a unique color to them. Mm. And I just really love that about him. He does really well. Next song.
Oh, I have My Youth.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it because it's basically, I mean, personally, not much story, mm-hmm. obviously, but, like, I really enjoyed it because it's just, like, it's a typical, just, like, a typical summer love song. Mm-hmm. And it was basically, like, you know, like, oh, you know, back in our youth, like, let's go back and, you know, let's recapture yeah. what we had. I don't want that, but other people want that, so that's fine.
She's like, I don't want that. I don't want it. But other people want that. And yeah. that's just quite okay.
Yeah. It was, like, again, like, very simple song. Mm-hmm. Everyone's voices were really sweet. I loved how they were just really mixed together, and I was just like, oh, this is just, like, a nice little, like, it's not, okay, this, like, dumb. It's like a fairy bop. I'm just like, this sounds very magical for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that's how I feel about My Youth, though.
Okay.
Very, like, I don't know. This album was very, like, overall, this is a very, like, dream kind of album, mm-hmm. which is why I was like, okay, like, all the songs on here made sense. Like, we have, you know, the typical, like, we have Hot Sauce, and we have, like, the typical, like, the ballads on here, so yeah. very typical dream, and, like, you know, even now, I like the charm that they have, personally, and, you know, very young, and, like, very youthful, and I just think it's funny, because, like, all the NCTzens that grew up with them when they debuted, they're, like, their age now, so I wonder, like, how, like, they feel. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, you know what, this was very, like, they impressed me with this album, personally, and I was like, wow, we have, like, a new, more, like, established and, like, mature dream.
Yeah.
Like, we know what's good and what's
they're
popping.
They're getting way older now.
and, like, basically, like, I'm hot, I know what it's up, I'm like, yep, mm-hmm. yep. But no, I enjoyed this album, I'm probably gonna buy it.
All right. Next artist we have is King Daniel.
Daniel.
With Outer Space.
I wasn't expecting this from him, to be honest. I wasn't expecting anything.
I can't talk today, obviously. Neither could I, because he just came out with Antidote. He had the Antidote come back in April?
Yeah, he did. He just came
out with sometimes Antidote. He does just drop singles out of nowhere, and I guess, thank you?
Yes.
I really liked how mysterious the vibe to Outer Space is. Like, the transition between Daniel and Loco has a really nice flow, and I really want to see this performed live by both
Me
of them.
Too.
I'm really curious to see what it would look like.
Yeah, I want live, and I don't know, for some reason when I was listening to it, it gave me some kind of like weird futuristic 1920s vibe for some reason, and I don't know why. And I'm just like, his vocals were so smooth, and I'm like, Daniel, better stop before I fall.
Dang, Daniel.
I was like, man, Daniel, you better stop before I fall in love with you.
Right?
Better stop, man.
No, Daniel's very, very talented.
Mm-hmm, very, very talented.
But I have a clip if you're ready.
I am. Play that shit.
Okay. Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
And that's the clip.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
That's so cringe, I'm sorry.
That was like maybe 5 years ago.
I don't even, yes.
I think that was about 5 years ago.
Yes, I believe so.
But anyway, that was Outer Space by King Daniel featuring Loco. Love it. I'm going to have it. That's a K-pop night song.
That is a K-pop night song. It's on my playlist.
I'm going to request that one. That's going on the list. I'm going to have a huge list for the DJ when I go back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A huge one. All right, next artist we have is DR with Genius. Oh, I'm so excited. he's a new artist, 16 years old. And he's with P Nation. His song Genius featuring Changmo. Another song from just hearing the teaser, I knew I was gonna like it like right off the back. Genius is about making money moves and staying focused on your goals, trying to be the best at what you do, you know, working smarter rather than working harder. I really like DR because, like I said, he's only 16 years old. He's been on Show Me the Money 7 and Show Me the Money 9. He's been on High School Rapper 4. Like, this is his first EP, and he did very well with it, in my opinion. There's 4 songs on there, and I really liked this song, Genius. I really like Trap Godding, and I really like Feel My Feel. So good. So good. I'm like, you're 16 years old, and you're making music like this. Like, you're going to be killing it in, like, 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years. Like, he's going to be killing it soon.
Where are his mama awards? They're coming.
They better be coming because Boo Boo's mad talented. Like, good on Psy for picking him out. Like, good on him. But yeah. I'm going to show y'all a clip because this song is bopping.
Wee!
There we go.
He sounds so good.
He's so cute.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm just like, I was watching we watched the MV earlier before we started recording, mm-hmm. and I was like, he's giving me Richie Rich vibes. He's so small and cute.
He's just so adorable, and I'm just like, I can't. Like, I just want to pinch his cheeks. Just me. That's the old lady in me.
I just think it's funny because, like, him and Big Naughty give off, like, the same energy because Big Naughty's so small and adorable.
Yes.
But then he sings and raps like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very confusing.
That's just how it is.
Sometimes. I wonder what it's like to wake up and be that talented.
I'll let you know.
I have no clue. Wake me up inside.
All right, let's move on to the next artist, Who do we have next?
We have our boys that we've had, that we've known since debut. We have TXT, a.k.a. Tomorrow by Together.
Okay. All right.
I love them. It's kind of funny because we've been with them since they debuted. So I'm just like, I was with them when the Crown trailer came out. Mm-hmm. I feel like a proud mama. I know. And my boys have grown up to be so handsome. And
they
I know.
They have grown up so well.
Yes, yes, yes. And then, actually, the first song that we do have is, I mean, it's all over TikTok. Everyone probably knows. Anti-Romantic. It's been all over TikTok.
Yes. Well, I don't know, but
I do.
If you say so, it's true.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then I guess it's true.
It's been all over K-pop TikTok. So it's basically, it's just like, it's like, I love the sound of it. It's just very melancholy, if that's like even a word. And it's basically just like saying like, screw you to love. And I love the way everyone's voices are just melded together. And it just sounds so like, this whole album was so different for me. So that's why I was like, this is it for me.
This album was probably their most unique album yet. And they've had some unique albums in the past. But Anti-Romantic, just the beginning of the song puts me in this, like, soft and supple and angelic type of, like, vibe. Mm-hmm. Anti-Romantic is about wanting love but not wanting to be scorned by the possibility of a bad breakup. My favorite lyric in the song is so stupid, sweet, sweet, long, luxurious, rom-com. And it's just the way that they sing it that is just, like, so beautiful because you can just hear, like, the sharps and the flats, and it's just very classical like sounding. But one thing about TXT is they're very experimental with their music styles, and not many groups are able to do as many music styles as them and be successful at the same time. So good on them, like literally good on them, because they came so far from Crown till now, and it's like a whole new, like, this is a whole new bitch,
like cat and dog, bro.
Whole new bitch, like this is apple and orange.
Yeah.
But I love it. I have a clip for it real quick. I'm gonna play it for y'all.
Cause yes. Play that. Sorry, I'm anti-romantic. You can't not just, you can't not.
It's so sweet that your teeth could just hurt. Like, it's like having a thousand cavities. It's so sweet. And you're like, oh my God, this is so sweet and fluffy. But it's like,
it's so good.
But it's so good. Yeah, eating too much candy or whatever.
I enjoyed it. It was so good. I love that song.
All right. Our next song. Ooh, okay.
Okay, so we don't have a clip for this one, but I have a lot of things to say about this next song. I have Frost on here, and again, it was really like, okay, guys, for anyone who really just doesn't know, it was like co-written by Ashton Casey, and if anybody knows who that is Ashniko.
Oh.
Ashniko wrote part of this song. So that's why in the beginning I'm like, I'm so shocked. Ha ha ha. Like everything. And then as soon as it went into like the rapping and then like I don't listen to screamo, but it sounded like pseudo screamo, like low key or whatever it was. Like it sounded very grunge and weird, and I don't know why. It was really like alternative punk vibe that I was catching. And it was so, like, again, this album was so different for them. So that's why I was like, this is my shit. This is my bop. And low-key, I was like, this, I love, like, the raspy kind of, like, just singing that they did in it. It's like, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to torture our listeners, like, all 10 that we have. But I'm just like, I don't want to torture anyone. But low-key, this sound, like, this gave me, like, Nightmare Before Christmas vibes for no reason. Like, no reason at all. Like, if, like, Nightmare Before Christmas was made in 2021, that's where we are.
Okay.
And it was that good. So, we don't have a clip, but you guys should just go stream the album because it was just that good.
All right.
Yes.
Next song.
This one is another one of my favorite. I Know I Love You. Again, it's just, again, very alternative, very different. Because I, this entire album, again, I was not expecting it. I kind of liked it,
this song, too.
It was so good. It's going to take a bit,
but I think I'll end up liking it.
Like, I know, like, again, like, the differences with, like, their voices were so different and not very, like, they were just more, I love the raspy voices that they were doing for this whole thing. And it was just, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just that good. It was just that good. We should just play the clip because it was that good.
All right, let's play the clip. Yes.
It is such a good song.
It's going to take me a couple more plays, but it's a really good song. I like it.
Yeah, like, overall, like, I love the fact that they experiment with their music so much. So this was very more, this album was more, like, dark and very mature. And I, 10 out of 10, I really love this album. Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
I lost my train of thought. But let's backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, sure thing.
Let's go to the song of the summer. Song of the summer, BTS's Butter.
Smooth black butter.
Yes. No, we don't have a clip for this because you probably have heard it like 200 times by now.
Oh,
let's be honest. Yeah. It's a great song, though. Yes. Great song. All right. So hearing the hook on Butter, like, already put like a smile on my face because the delivery of Smooth Like Butter is just so good. Just the way it's said, it like catches you. It like, it's a hook. It hooks you. And you're like, Butter.
And it was JK that said that too. Smooth black butter.
That boy's voice, it's just, he just draws you in. But the song is way better than Dynamite, in my opinion. In my opinion. Butter is basically, like I said, the song of the summer. I'm personally expecting to hear it at least 500 times by the end of the summer. Because it's going to be on the radio. It's going to be in the Walmart. It's going to be at a hotel. It's going to be in the library. I don't know. It's going to be everywhere.
I hear it on the TikTok all the time.
Like, yeah, or on TikTok. You're going to hear it a lot. But my favorite lyric is, don't need no Usher to remind me you got it bad. Because that lyric is relating to Usher, the artist, his song, You Got It Bad. And I was like, who put that in there? Who put that in there? Because I need to know right now because you have great taste. Like, I bet none of the younger people caught that. Like, that was specifically for all the 90s babies. Like, I was like, I need to know who put that in there. Was it RM?
It had to be.
Was it J-Hope?
It was probably Jimin because he likes Usher. Was it Jim? It was Jimin.
Was it Jin? Was it Suga? Probably it might have been Suga. I don't know. But I had to give them, like, the biggest handshake ever because that was quite clever and I caught it. Thanks. But I thought, like I said, I thought it was super clever to put that in there. Yeah, I love this song, actually. I wasn't sure about it the first listen because even when they do sing English songs, I don't hear English. Maybe because I'm looking at them and I'm expecting to hear Korean.
Yeah.
So then I just hear nothing, but I hear the beat and the sound and the music. So I'm like, yeah, I need to look at the lyrics.
I think this, I would actually bother learning the choreo too.
Oh, no, I love the choreo.
I love the choreo.
I'm going to learn a little bit of it.
I don't know, guys. We might post dance covers on the upcoming YouTube channel.
Maybe. I said for New Year's I would, but I'm going to work up to that.
Yes.
Because I'm just a perfectionist when it comes to my own dancing.
Yes.
But yeah, no, the choreography is really fun.
It's just so fun to do.
Kind of reminds me of DNA with all the colors, the bright colors, and like the clothes that they were wearing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit like DNA. Anything else you would like to add?
Oh, Butter's a bop, yo. Butter's a bop. I don't care what anybody says.
Butter's a bop.
Butter's a the BB. Butter's a bop.
Okay. All right. So
I'm not getting a date with Namjoongi talking like that.
Go to the next artist. Next artist is Ash Island. All right, Precious, take it away.
My baby's daddy.
Take it away.
Okay, so this month he actually had a two singles for his album that actually. He had two singles, and they were really good, and it came out at the beginning of May, so that's why I was just, like, the happiest, like, chicken in the coop. I was very happy. So we have two songs, and just really quickly, Ash Island is a very versatile artist, and between, you know, his raspy singing and his, like, rap skills, he never, ever, like, we don't know a bad discography. Mm-hmm. Like, he's that bitch. So when he came out with the two songs, I was very happy, and the first song was Kill Me Tonight, and this song was very dark. It started off very, like, how do I put it? It started off very, like, slow and, like, acoustic, but then, you know, this is more of, like, a darker song, and it's basically about, you know, wanting to disappear and hide away, like, kill me tonight, and I was like, ooh, it's a mm-hmm. little dark, but I really enjoyed it. And Ash Island actually mentions, like, you know, no one really knows how he feels, and he's always bottling things up and hiding them, so, again, such a good song, and I recommend everybody listen to it, English Remix, because it is very good. And then the second song that, okay, this one, it's just like the title alone is iconic. It's called, well, abbreviated, it's N-O-Y-B, and that stands for None of Your Business. And just like, it's just like the expression of words is what was really going on with this song. Again, it's very like a soft hip-hop vibe, and his rapping and this flow is always mm-hmm. seamless all the time. And, you know, it's like words after a while, like, you know, you hear people talking all the time. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. It just, after a while, when people just start talking, you just start to hear nothing. And it just becomes meaningless after a while. Like, if someone's complaining, after a while, you hear the same complaint, it becomes very empty.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even criticism at this point. You're just talking just to talk to hear yourself, basically. And, you know, the words, like, you know, people are complaining, and they're doing nothing about it as well, and it's just, Ash Island is basically like, you know what, everyone is always, like, listening to, you know, everything that's going on, and really, does it really concern you? Because it's what? It's none of your business. Why are you, Ash Island, that's why I really liked this song. This one's my favorite one out of the two, because he's basically just like, why are you even bothering with me? Like, mm-hmm. this does not concern you. Mind your goddamn business. But we do have a clip, and we can, we're gonna play it now. He's so seamless, and I love him. That man is art. I love this man. And when I say I love this man.
I love this man.
Yeah. So also, I actually did One Us. I partook in the One Us. They had like a little mini. Okay, I'm stupid. It came out like last month, and I called it like I thought it was called non-binary for some reason.
Why? What was it?
I saw the word binary, and I was like, oh, yeah, non-binary. I was mm-hmm. like, no, it's called binary.
Just in time for Pride.
Right? I thought it was called non-binary. But I was like, oh, it's called binary code.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. But no, this one was really like, it was basically just like a fun disco song, and it basically speaks interesting. It was very happy, but mm-hmm. it talked about how technology is separating us.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck? It was very, like, it's a subtle song, and it's very funky and enjoyable. But I was reading the lyrics. But it's also
really dark.
Mm-hmm. It's like that house meme. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, like, the color of the house or something like that. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, okay, yeah, because I was reading it, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, there's part where, like, oh, we're, like, in this Babylon or something like that. And I didn't know what that was, so I Googled it. Mm-hmm. And it's like an ancient civilization. And I was like, oh, okay.
We're doing this.
Yeah, I really liked that song off of the Little Mini. And then there's also Happy Birthday. Mm-hmm. This one's just, like, a funny song just to listen to. It's basically, this is, like, the Boo Thang song. Like, mm-hmm. it's your birthday, girl. Anything you want. You got it. You're my goddess. Like, they said what they said. I'm just like, oh, okay. It's like, you know, like, that Jeremiah birthday sex song? It's kind of mm-hmm. like that vibe.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, but it sounded very, I don't know. I liked it a lot. It was very, like, how do I put it? If it had to be in the same song verse, it's almost in the same category as, like, Woods Feel Like, but it's a more subdued sexy. Woods is like, I am sexy. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But, like, Happy Birthday.
I got my signed Woods album.
Oh, did you?
Sorry. You brought it up, and I was like, wait, I didn't tell her.
You should take a picture of it, put it on our Instagram.
I should. I should take a picture of all my signed albums.
Yes, as you should, because those are hard to come by. Well, yes, no.
Now they're a little bit more common, but I still like signed albums.
Yeah. But overall, I loved this little mini comeback. I liked it a lot. It was very cool, funky mm-hmm. vibe from Oneness that they give me. Like, Oneness is one of the more versatile ones. I love when they do
funky music. Yes, like it just hits so
like
Busha. Well.
Like that was Busha, really. Yeah. Like, I love that one. But I especially liked Raven in his comeback, too, because I heard him quite a bit. And I was like, okay, Raven.
I'm staying away from that boy. He's trouble. He's like, hey, it's your boy. It's your boy, Raven.
Like, I just have issues with him because I'm just like, dang. Like, you gotta. No, it's like, you fine. But I'm just like,
I have my bias. Leave me alone.
Yeah, like, I just found my oneness bias. So I'm just like, I can't cheat on him right now. I mean, no. Like, I promise I treat him good. And I love so. I love him. So I'm just like, no.
That's bias record.
Yeah. Go away, Raven. Go away. And then, guys, last but not least.
Actually, I'm going to put one after you because I was like, I have to. You will know when I tell you. Go ahead.
Okay. So for
me. Do you want yours to be last? Choices.
I sit the phone. You can go first.
Okay. Oh, this one, I don't have anything written for it because I looked at the MV super late, but this is Everglow's song first, their title track first. Oh, my God. It's so good. And I showed you the MV earlier, and it reminded me of, like, 80s. And then our friend Leah said, also Stray Kids, too. And I was like, that's it. Like, everything from the concept, the dancing, background locations, just their clothes, everything was so badass. And you don't see girl groups doing this.
I liked all the sparklies because it reminded me of Doctor Strange. Is that what I said?
Yeah, like everyone had their own, not superpower, but their own special skill. Mm-hmm. And you got to see that. And I was like, that's so cool too. And I was just like, I need more girl groups to do things like that. Maybe there's probably a few girl groups that do stuff like that, but I just haven't found them personally. Mm-hmm. So if you know, let us know, because what they did with the MV first was amazing. And plus, there's a lot more rapping than there usually is in the girl group. And Everglow keeps getting way, like, better and better each comeback. Like, their last comeback, La Di Da, obsessed, loved it, got the album. And now I'm like, should I get this album just because I love the title track? Yes. Or should I not? I don't know. I'm struggling here. I don't even fully stand them. And they're, like, reeling me in slowly. But first, it's amazing. I do have a clip for you, so I will get that clip. Let's get it playing.
It was everything and more.
When you look at that MV, it's just, it's not too much. There's a lot going on, but you can clearly see things. You can clearly see their formations and everything. But I don't know what production team made that MV, but thank you.
You get a gold star.
1,000 times thank you. Like, finally, girls can do things guys can do too. They can do formations. They can do tricks. They can do a lot of stuff. Like, thank you for letting them do what they want to do. Can't say that doesn't mean all the other girl groups don't get to do what they want to do. But I love this. Like, we need more of this. Please.
We want this.
I need more of this. All right. Let's go to our last but not least, our honor position.
Because, you know, being a military wife, it's been really hard for me lately.
For, like, 5 seconds?
No, okay. It's been hard, okay? It's been hard time. I partook in Heyman's last comeback after he left for the military. Mm. It's been really emotional, and I've had this on repeat quite a bit. So it's been really sad for me as a military wife, personally. But, no, overall, for Heyman, I really enjoyed his advice comeback. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to start off, I'm just going to briefly summarize, like, a good number of the songs, because There was one song on here that I really love, which is the classic one that I'm just going to get out of the way before I start talking about, like, you know, the main one that I really, really liked. And Advice, very typical, like, not like, it was very creepy. I love the classical and the creepy, and that is what that gave me. And it was basically, like, you know, referring to, like, being a baby shower, like, and coming into a new, and him being my bias, I had to partake, and it was amazing. You know, I binge listened all of his songs, and the vocals on here were very different for him that I've heard, and I kind of heard, like, a slight, like, rap-ish from him in a couple parts of the album, and it was amazing. Like, Advice is such an addictive song, and it basically refers to, like, you know, people trying to gossip and rather, you know, stooping to the level. He's like, you know, he's not giving you the keys to his lock. He's not saying shit. He is going to do whatever he wants to do, and that's what I love. And the whole music video was just, it was iconic. We had him in a crop top and everything. It was iconic, and that is just what I loved. So I'm going to knock that one out of the way. That one was a very good song. And, you know, we had Sad Kids. If you guys want to listen to the album, Sad Kids was very, it was like Two Kids and Clockwork from his previous albums had like a baby.
Oh, okay.
That one was a very great song. And then I have like, the one song that I prefer that I do have a clip for is If I Can Tell You featuring Taeyeon.
Okay.
Her voice, I don't listen to her.
I love her voice.
Yeah, I don't listen to her that much, but her and Taeyeon on this track together, like, it's like, make it make sense, make it make sense. And I loved it a lot. It was very, like, it was a sad, it was like a sweet, yet like kind of like a sad song. And their vocals together, absolute harmony in my heart. And I was like, damn, this is sad for me. But I love, like, the subtle rap he did give me in this one. So we're going to play that in just a second. But overall, such, so well done. And it's basically about two people that love each other, but, like, they don't want to say anything. So I'm just like, if I could tell you. Also, we can play the clip. We can play the clip. I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm not going to sing for y'all. But no. We can play this clip. All right. 버리면 달라질로 그 사이 내 그게도 두려워서 네 곁에서 말들을 삼키지만 But I wish you were mine If I could tell you 조금 자연스레 If I could tell you 전하고 싶은데 내 맘이 Okay, that sounds nice actually. I might have to listen to that whole song.
It's such a good song. It's hard being a military wife. It's hard. You know, I'll make it through.
Whatever. We have nothing on the real military.
I don't.
Nothing. But that's the end. Ooh. All right. That's the end. All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. So if you liked our new and improved monthly comebacks, please rate, review, and subscribe to us and give us a follow on our Instagram at whatinthekpop_official where you can see our other platforms on our link tree. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Have a great day.
Remember to live your best K-pop life.
Bye! Bye.